Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for my strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, Steve. Only instructions for this one. Just clown. It's your birthday. Just
okay,
let him have it. Let him have it. Let him have it. All right. Subject. Thank you, nephew. Subject. I don't feel anything for him. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 52-year-old widowed woman, and I find it hard to find a partner that will satisfy me. I've been back in the dating pool for 6 years, and I've slept with 3 men, and none of them measured up to my ex-husband. One of them came close, but he couldn't last as long as my husband. When I say measure up, I mean that the men are in a different size class. They were all younger than I am, so I assume that God stopped passing out big ones after the 70s. I decided to date an older guy that goes to my church. He's 58, and the sex was so disappointing. He knows how to make love, but he's not blessed with size. He is also a cuddler, and I don't like the way he smells. His beard oils and body sprays irritate my sinuses, and it's hard for me to relax when my nose is burning. He always asks me why I'm resisting a relationship with him, and I finally told him that I want my next real relationship to be perfect because my husband has set the bar pretty high. He said since we were being honest, he wanted me to know that he's seeing another lady, but he likes me more. He said we're perfect for each other, and he could spend the rest of his life with me, but he does not want to get married. He wants to live together. He said that he is ready to take on all of my financial responsibilities. Then he told me that he's as close to perfect as I'm going to get at my age. The pressure is on me now. That whole conversation irritated me, but maybe he's right. I want desperately to be married again, but this man made me a great offer. Would I be foolish to let him go and keep on dating other men in hopes of finding my next husband? There's a lot going on in this letter. It would be called settling if you marry this man and don't get what you want. You've compared all of these men to your husband, and that's not going to work because you don't even like this guy. What do you even have in common? You don't have anything in common. He likes to cuddle afterwards. You don't because his smell bothers you. And you say sex with him is disappointing. So what is the point? And I know you're not okay with him dating another woman while he's dating you, are you? He offered to take care of you financially, so now you're considering it. I don't think you've thought this thing through at all. This man does not want to get married, and you do. So again, What is the point? You have nothing in common. You say the pressure is on you now, but it's not really. You can take your time. You're only 52 years old. Don't get married because you're desperate. And you have to take these men for who they are. You can't compare them to who your late husband was. And desperation is certainly not a reason to rush into a marriage. To you, I say slow down. All right? Come on, birthday boy.
Yeah, well, you know what? In honor of my new mantra for 2025, I could give more less than a. So I'm going to read this letter of how I'm really feeling.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I don't feel anything for him. Slash, he may not feel nothing for you either. Well, let's go. I'm 52, old, witted woman, and I find it hard to find a partner that will satisfy me. I've been in dating pool 6 years. I'd have slept with 3 men, and none of them measure up to my ex-husband. One of them came close, but he couldn't last as long as my husband. Well, let me go through something in this letter. First of all, I think you might be too much, if you ask me. But who you keep comparing all these people to? One of them came close, but he couldn't last as long as my husband. Your husband dead. Can we be clear about this? He is gone. So how long did he really last? Cause he dead. So far, everybody else is outlasting his ass. He gone. So now all this here about how long your man can last and all that, he gone. He gone. So much for lasting. He might can make love a long time, but he damn sure couldn't live too far. So now what is you want? Wow. What is we want to trade in? I don't feel like it today. When I say measure up, I mean men are a different size class. Oh, here we go. They are all younger, and I'm assuming God stopped passing out big ones after the 70s. Now can't nobody measure up. It could be you. Once again, it could be you. You know, sometimes when you're talking about a man's size, sometimes we need to talk about your size.
Oh.
Hello. Opposites attract. What goes around comes around. Something can be too small. See, we just need to have an honest conversation here. Maybe, just maybe, it ain't the men. I'm just want to put that out there for consideration. I'm celebrating my 68th birthday today.
Yes, you are.
In my lifetime, I've had one experience.
I'll tell you about it
when I come back.
All right. Coming up.
Automatic. Systematic.
Gosh. At 23 minutes after the hour, we'll recap the strawberry letter. And we'll have part two of Steve's response. The today subject is, I don't feel anything for him. We'll get back into that right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I don't feel anything for him.
Well, like I said, I'm doing this letter with my new mantra that I could give more less than a, you know, I'm 52 years old, witted woman, find it hard to find a partner that will satisfy me. Now, what we don't know is all she talking about is sex. This is all she talking about in this letter. I've been back in the dating pool 6 years. I've dated 3 men and none of them could come close or last as long as my husband, who is dead. I just want to point that out. He could last a long time, but he is dead. That's what widowed mean. That means you was married to somebody, but they have passed away.
We
so,
know
Mr.
that.
I can last a long time is dead.
We know what dead means. Uh-huh. Come on.
I'd rather be here than be able to be in bed with you for 3 hours. I'd rather be here. I can go to the store or something than sit up in here and be in the bed with you for 3 hours. I'd rather go to the damn store, walk around Target with Monica. That's what I'd rather do if I had a choice. Now, I'm not finna sit up in here and trade in my life till I can be dead. And then people talking about me, how good long I last in bed. How long did I, where my next birthday at? That's the one I'm looking for. Anyway, when I say measure up, I mean that men are in a different size class. They was all young, and I'm assuming God stopped passing out the big ones after the 70s. So you just want a big one. Well, you know, they got to look at it like this. Things can be too small, but something can be too big. Now, I got ready to share, I'm 68 years old, and I've had an experience one time where I was not who I thought I was. I was considered, as you are calling in this letter, inadequate. But I've discovered in my life that it wasn't that I was inadequate. It's that who I was dating was too much. Now, it was just one date. It's just one date, one night. If only for one night. And that's what it was. And I couldn't wait to get up out of there. Once again, maybe it's you. He is a cuddler, and I don't like the way he smells. His beard oils and body sprays irritate my sinuses. That's because he buy that stuff down on the corner in the hood. The musk oils. Them oils that they sell on the street, the musk oils. Don't buy that. Go to store and get you some cologne in a bottle. That musk oil is, woo, good Lord. You be in there smelling like oregano and basil and smelling like fresh cut grass. And be in there walking after a while, smell like hay. You know, when you get hot, that musk oil hair, you in there smelling like a old ass college. It just be up, you know, just been up in there like, what has he got on? What is them turnips? You know. And He always asked me why I'm resisting a relationship with him, and I finally told him I want my next real relationship to be perfect because my husband has set the bar pretty high. Quit talking about him. He dead. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna tell you this no more. This is the third time you done brought his dead ass up. Now, if he was all that, he'd still be living. He dead. And you want everybody to act like the dead man. It's not finna happen. I don't know nobody dead I want to be like. Now, damn it, stop asking these men to live up to your dead ass husband, because he not. Anyway, he wanted me to know that I'm perfect because my husband has set the bar pretty. He said, since we being honest, I'm seeing another lady, but I like you more.
Wow.
He said, we perfect for each other. He could spend the rest of his life with me. But he does not want to get married. He wants to live together. He don't want you. He don't want you and you don't want him. He stank. He stank and he's small. You don't like his beard oil. You don't like his scent. He probably smell like his house. You ever been over his house? He 58, live by himself. Old people house smell. Butchie house smell. I used to go by Butchie house. He lived with his aunt. It smelled. Mm. Had just a different little twang to it. Mm. And that's what it is. He by himself, got his shoes at the door and stuff. Gym shoes under the bed. Got a pair of, laundry room stay open. He ain't got no hamper clothes just in the flow somewhere. He stank. Anyway. He said that he was ready to take on all my financial responsibility. Uh-oh, that's a big one. Then he told me he's close to perfect because I'm going to get it my age. Shirley said you shouldn't settle, but you do have to consider this now because you're dating for the wrong reason. If you're dating for good sex or you're dating for a man that can care for you and take care of you, I think he's checking all the boxes. The pressure's on me now. The whole conversation irritated me, but maybe he's right. I want desperately to be married again, but this man has made me a great offer. Would I be foolish to let him go and keep on dating other men? Well, you need to stop dating all these other men in hopes of finding my next husband. You ain't going to find your next husband. Your next husband going to have to find you. Now, you done already had a man say he'll spend the next rest of his life with you. He just don't want to marry you. So something wrong with you. And he done already told you he's seeing another woman. He just like you better. You know why he's seeing another woman? Because it's a better fit. That's why he's seeing another woman.
All right. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook.
Ta-da.
Steve Harvey FM. Also,
and
check
one more
out the
time,
Strawberry Letter podcast.
Your person that you want everybody to be like is dead.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.